Welcome to the Medici Villa La Petraia. A World Heritage Site since 2013, it is part of the UNESCO site series, Medici Villas and Gardens in Tuscany, consisting of 14 sites, including Tuscan villas and gardens, which once belonged to the Medici family. Visiting Medici Villa La Petraia is a foray into the routines, daily life, and entertainment of its succession of illustrious owners over time. From Grand Duke Ferdinando I de' Medici, who had the villa built as a country residence in the late 16th century, to Vittorio Emanuele II of Savoy, King of Italy, who, with his wife Rosa Vercellana, known as Bella Rosina, spent long periods here when Florence was the capital of the fledgling Kingdom of Italy. The origins of the villa, whose name comes from the pietrosa, or stony local landscape, date back to at least the 14th century. At that time, the building, known as the Palazzo, already had the tower, still in existence today, and belonged to the Brunelleschi family. In 1364, as recalled by Giovanni Villani, the Brunelleschis defended the property in an epic battle against the troops of the English warlord Giovanni Acuto, who tried to storm the tower three times. In 1422, the Florentine banker Pallastrozzi purchased the building. In the early 16th century, it passed to the Salviati family. Around 1544, Duke Cosimo I de' Medici bought the building and gave it to his second son, Cardinal Ferdinando. In 1587, on the death of his elder brother Francesco, Ferdinando succeeded him as Grand Duke of Tuscany, with the name of Ferdinando I. The history of the villa, as we know it today, began in 1588. In fact, that year, Ferdinando I commissioned the construction of the new residence and garden, traditionally attributed to Bernardo Buontalenti, although the documentation only mentions the architect Raffaello Pagni. The building is laid out around the central 14th century tower. Its main facade overlooks the splendid Italian garden, terraced into three levels, the best solution for the steepness of the land. Frescoes, particularly from the Medici period, still survive on the interior. In fact, the villa has the same appearance as it did at the time of the Savoy, between the second half of the 19th century and 1919, when King Vittorio Emanuele III ceded this and other residences, owned by the crown, to the Italian state. With the help of the villa's 1911 inventory, the last one drawn up before its transfer to the state, it was possible to reconstruct the 19th-20th century appearance of today's residence. It also preserves the furnishings, tapestries, works of art, and furniture that were part of the daily life of Vittorio Emanuele II, Bella Rosina, and their children, Vittoria and Emanuele Alberto, Count of Mirafiori. Most of the furnishings are from the royal residences of the ancient Italian states, such as the Duchy of Parma or Modena, but also villas in the Lucca area or Palazzo Pitti in Florence, whose furnishings were appropriated by the Savoy at the time of the unification of Italy. Vittorio Emanuele II and Bella Rosina were very fond of La Petraia and brought it alterations as well as technological innovations, many from France and Piedmont. In addition to building the delightful Belvedere on the Piano della Figura or Statue Terrace, the couple commissioned the covering of the central courtyard, transforming it into a ballroom. Furthermore, from Turin came the so-called porte volanti, doors on special hinges that allowed them to open and close by themselves, not only preventing damage to the floor and precious carpets with their movement, but also preventing the heat from escaping from the rooms during the winter season. A new heating system arrived in the villa from Piedmont, consisting of round vents attached to the walls, still there today, which blew hot air from the boilers and kitchens located in the underground rooms. This made it possible to avoid lighting the fireplaces and producing soot that would have soiled the furniture and upholstery. After 1919, the villa had various uses until 1984, when it became a national museum.